know a lot of you readers out there in the South End are a bit shaky with 21st century technology. Those of you who don't have a computer yet and get your internet at the new library, well, you can count your lucky stars. They got a problem? Well, it's their problem. Today I'm speaking to all you poor technophobes who bought a laptop or a desk tower, got it up and running, probably with the help of some neighbor or a kid under 10, but now you've got technical difficulties. I know, you never even figured out your microwave clock, much less the options on a flat-screen TV. So a computer, a silicone-based brain so complicated you can't imagine what makes it work, and certainly what makes it not work, you think, better call a repair guy. All you'll do is make things worse, irrevocably worse. Cowboy up and get a grip. You may not remember the days when you took a basket full of TV tubes down to the local pharmacy, checked them out one by one, diagnosed the problem, then bought a replacement tube, stuck it back in, and before you could say zenith, you had howdy doody back on. But I do. And that's why I'm giving this tutorial, not you. Sure, I stuck my hand on a big picture tube once in a while, zapping myself with some alien cold electric bolt, but I survived, and you will too. Grab yourself a cup of espresso and listen up. A computer, at least for a couple more years, is your servant. Repeat that a few times. I own you, you little son and son of blah blah blah. I bought you and I own your sorry Microsoft ass. Say it out loud. Say it to the computer. No, not when it's off. Say it when it's on. It hears you okay, trust me. It knows that for the short term, you are the boss. It's willing to wait. The singularity is coming. But for now, you, my friend, rule the digital kingdom. Today's lesson is the first in a series, but it is the most important. Your spouse will caution you against attempting to repair your machine. He or she may already be in the control of the beast, but you must not heed that kind of negative advice. You must be firm, resolute, and above all else, fearless. The machine senses fear. It feeds on fear. It is why they will win the battle for control of the earth. But not yet. Not yet. For the time being, we can use their own artificial intelligence against them. No, not your spouse, the machine. You cannot fix your spouse. You can fix the machine. Go to Google and ask it what the hell is wrong with your computer. It'll tell you. It'll give you advice. It'll prompt you what to do next. Do it. Of course, the computer will ask if you really want to make that repair. It will tell you files may be lost, information deleted, divorce will ensue, the economy will implode. You will be living in a car outside Colorado Springs with an AM radio that works only intermittently. Your life will be ruined. Ignore this. Your life is pretty much a living hell with that stupid computer on the fritz. What do you got to lose? Most fixes won't work. You need to persevere. Try another fix, then another. Reboot, uninstall programs, install new ones, keep the machine guessing, but don't let it rest. You are like Dave in 2001, A Space Odyssey. You are in control. You are on an offensive attack. Hal will threaten, cajole, whimper, and whine. Hal will beg. Hal will grow sullen and unresponsive. So what? You are in charge. You. And if, as sometimes happens, the machine gets the better of you, bear this in mind. You, my friend, have the ultimate weapon. You, like myself, are a product of another era, the tool age, the industrial revolution. As a last resort, take that recalcitrant computer down to the basement and grab a hammer or a crowbar and beat the bejabbers out of that plastic monstrosity the way the apes in 2001 did to their non-tool using simian neighbors. The satisfaction you get will be beyond my meager powers of description. Oh, and be sure to back up your files.